From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama tells Laos we'll help you take apart those bombs.
Now, given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal.
President Obama in a speech today in Laos addressing America's responsibility in a bombing campaign during the Vietnam War. He is the first American president to visit the landlocked Southeast nation. The president announced a three-year, $90 million contribution to Laos for a national survey of unexploded ordnance and efforts to clear the bombs dropped by U.S. forces in the 1960s and 1970s.
Today I stand with you in acknowledging the suffering and sacrifices on all sides of that conflict. And from the anguish of war, there came an unlikely bond between our two peoples.
About one-third of the 2.2 million bombs dropped on Laos remain undetonated, and the lingering threat has slowed development in that country. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui announced Tuesday that Afghan security forces killed all three gunmen to end an hours-long overnight militant siege in central Kabul that left six people wounded. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE international community in the capital city. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in clashes with Islamic State in northern Syria. According to a Turkish newspaper, the fight took place on the 14th day of an operation in northern Syria. The soldiers were reported killed when Islamic State missiles hit two Turkish tanks. It said two members of the Turkey-backed Free Syrian Army were also killed and two others were wounded during the operation. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The ongoing proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia appears to be worsening after Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, scolded Saudi leaders over their alleged responsibility in last year's Hajj stampede. Pro-Iranian media have also been playing up recent pro-Iranian-Iraqi Shiite militias sending volunteers to fight Saudi coalition forces in Yemen. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iranian state TV broadcast video Tuesday of victims from last year's Hajj stampede criticizing Saudi Arabia for its alleged responsibility in the disaster. Iran says hundreds of its citizens were killed. Television report played up blistering comments by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei calling Saudi leaders little satans and apprentice political sorcerers who ignore God and maintain their unholy grip on power by allying with what he called the world's arrogant nations, including the United States and Israel. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pro-Iranian media emphasized Monday that Yemen's Houthi rebels have developed a new ballistic missile technology and are capable of striking deep into Saudi territory. The World Food Program reports it has distributed food to more than 30,000 people in northern Iraqi town that's been under occupation by Islamic State militants for more than 2 years. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The northern Iraqi town of Kayara, 60 kilometers south of Mosul, has been inaccessible to aid workers for more than 2 years. Battle lines have shifted, and the Islamic State has lost its grip over this town, making it possible for the World Food Program and other agencies to deliver aid to thousands of hungry, deprived people in and around the area. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lusher says last week, WFP and its partners were able to assess the humanitarian situation. An additional $106 million is needed to help increasing numbers of displaced people until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Food Program and other aid agencies report they are scaling up their operations in preparation for the long-anticipated military offensive by Iraqi government forces to try to retake the city of Mosul from ISIS. The United Nations warns 2 million people are likely to flee the ensuing conflict. And the World Health Organization said Monday that Nigeria has reported a third case of polio in northeastern Borno State. Two other cases were reported last month in a setback in the country's effort to eradicate the crippling disease that targets young people. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.